The Sad Sack. Out of the pages of Yank, the Army Weekly, comes the hero of World War II. The beloved character created by George Baker and written for radio by Arthur Stander and Charles Isaacs. Well, Sad Sack has been out of the Army a few weeks now, and according to his girl Lucy, it's time he started doing something toward making a success of himself as a civilian. In fact, if you don't think so, just drop over to Lucy's house and listen.
You listen to me, Sad Sack. If you expect me to marry you, you have to start making something of yourself. After all, are you aware that I, Lucy Twitchell, have thrown over some highly successful men for you? Are you aware of things?
Well, gee, Lucy, I was
for
only...
For instance, now, there was Freddie Harkelrod, the plumber. He was just dying to marry me, and he is extremely successful, too. He gets $39.50 a week.
But... Gee, Lucy, you've got to give me a little time to...
If I married a successful plumber like Freddie, I would not only have a nice husband around the house, but good drainage.
But, Lucy, you know I've only been back a week. All I need is a little time to get going. Besides, good drainage isn't everything. I'm handy. I could fix the sink.
Well, Freddie Harkelrod wasn't the only one. There was Harry Needlemeyer, the used car dealer. You've heard of Harry Needlemeyer.
Well, I bet he didn't love you as much as I do, Lucy.
Love me? He was mad about me. He was even willing to marry me without a trade-in. Let me see, then there was,
Oh, gee, Lucy, stop torturing me with those other men.
I'm sorry, Sad Sack. But you've got to see it my way. After all, there's Papa. He won't let me marry some fellow that can't even support me. You think he wants his daughter to make the same mistake his wife made?
Well, gee, Lucy, I certainly want to go to work and start making something of myself, but there just aren't any good jobs around. No, I can't go back to my old job. I'm not fitted for it anymore.
Why aren't you? Who did you work for?
Western Union.